Got a Rex Warwick speaking. Good, how can I help there? Mm-hmm. So you've got an NVIDIA front section, if I'm hearing that correctly? Yes, yeah. Yeah, so you just need the NVIDIA cat back. Well, it's a 3-inch and then it splits to two mufflers on the back. Yep. Easy. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, mate. We're sort of taking bookings for about 2 weeks in advance at the moment, so we don't have anything this week or next week. No problem, mate. We've got those all in stock as well. I think they're around $18.99, if I remember correctly. They're the same price everywhere. Everyone charges the same thing, and then we charge $150 to install. Yeah, about that, yeah. Sound, definitely. Power, not so much. Yeah, the factory capex's not that restrictive. Yeah, yeah, it's just going to give you more noise, not more power. Yeah, because remember those also split into two at the back. It's not like the early ones where it was just a single 2.25-inch. They flow reasonably well. Like we've made about 280 kilowatts on one of those on a factory capac. So you really, it would only be for noise. Nah, not at all, man. Yeah, the J-pipe's where you get all the power. Yeah. Is it CVT or manual? Yeah. Wow. And what fuel are you running in it? 98? Yeah, right. What intakes on the car? Gotcha. Well, it might be worth having a chat to and see what's holding it back. It won't be the cat back.
Okay. I throw you brand oil.
Oh. Gotcha. And how much power did it make? Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, it's way off the mark. Yeah, right. That needs more investigating, mate. I wouldn't be throwing more parts until you work out why it's not making power. Well, it's where you're going to drop $2,000. Hopefully it makes power. Well, you're going to need to see why it's not making power. That'll come down to them and looking at the data. Obviously, they're the ones tuning the car. Have a chat to them to say what was limiting. Is it the boost? Is there boost in it? Is there timing? Does it not take timing? Is the fueling where it needs to be? Is there something stopping it making power? Why? Yeah, right. Okay. So they did they so they put more ignition timing into it and it didn't take it, or did it ping? You're gonna need to find that out. We can look at it, we can run it up here and diagnose it for you, but it's gonna cost money, that's all. Whereas you've already spent the bucks with them and you've sort of got that. You can ask them, tell me what do you see in the numbers there? Why are we lower on timing? Are we lower on boost? What's less than a typical car? That's the easiest way to look at it. Yeah. Yeah, that's odd. Yeah. We can look at it. What was stop? Why did they bring it back? Is it was it pinging? Or that's what you need to find out. Okay. Yeah. So if it was pinging, then that's generally a couple things. It's either carbon buildup on the valves on those, or the shit fuel. Where'd you get the 98 from? Yeah, that's normally pretty good. The only ones we've had drama with for those cars is Shell. On those, yeah, Shell or 7-Eleven, and then the other thing is if the plugs haven't been done recently, that's usually what those stops them making power on those cars. Yeah, because they get hot, they get low speed pre-ignition on them. Yeah, we do hundreds of them. Yeah. When were the plugs done last? Yeah, that's right. So we're just guessing. So yeah, no, sort of. You need to work out. Ask them why is it pinging. What do you suggest we do to fix that? Because if they can't get the ignition timing into, there's a reason. Yeah. Unless they left a rag up the rag in the exhaust. Yeah. Yeah. Cap. A factory cat-back's not going to stop you making power on that unless it's damaged. Let us know. Yeah, you can. Yeah, if they can't help you, we can book it in. It's $395 for us to roll it up on the dyno and get a diagnostic out of it. Just let us know. It's just a bit of professional. Yeah, just give them the professional courtesy because, like, we would want somebody to do that for us as well. But if they don't have an answer for you, then we've got to take that next step, man, and just see. Yeah. Nah, that's shit. Nah, that's shit. Yeah. Yeah, but you do enough of them, and you got the same recipe there. It's a nice modern car. Do you know what I mean? So, I think it needs more investigation on it. That's all. Yeah. Yeah, because otherwise you're just gonna be throwing bucks at it, mate. Like you're gonna throw 2 grand at a cat back and you end up with fuck all difference in power. Do you know what I mean? Like it's a lot of money, mate. It's yeah, I wouldn't be doing that yet until you work out why it's not making power. Yeah, data log and see what's going on. Just yeah, with maybe a fresh tank of fuel or something like that at least, and just say, look, there's a new fresh batch of fuel. Let's see if it does anything different. Yeah. Yeah, we can do that. Yeah, that's fine. We can absolutely do that. Yeah, just a, yeah. Yeah, we'll be able to see from the data. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely, mate. Yeah, there's got to be something happening there that's not quite right. Yeah, that like 160 is way off the mark. You should be, if it's a manual, we should be well and truly in the 180s there. With the J pop. Did it make more grunt? Like when, yeah, but not up top. Good. Yeah. gotcha. That's where they would have rolled the timing out. Yeah. Nah. Nah, we've made way more power than that, man, with a factory cutback. Unless there's a like a restriction there, like they've left a rag or the fucking the midsection's collapsed or something like that. Yeah. Let us know. Have a chat to them if you want, and we can book it in though. Like that's no problem. Yep. We can't read the tune on those. We can only look at the data being spat out. So we can look at the graphs, look at the numbers that it's been pushed out, and we can say, this is what we normally see with these. This is the relative numbers that we normally see. And then we can go from there. Like if you want us to tune it, those particular cars, you have to start from scratch. You can't just edit the tune that's in there. Absolutely. We can see the numbers that they're punching out. And if it's pinging or if it's doing anything weird or if the fueling's up shit creek or the boost is not where it needs to be, and then we can go from there. Correct. No, I don't. No, it's just more about seeing what data spits out. Like they'll be doing it for a reason. They've been doing it for a long time. Like they're not idiots. But we need to see why it's doing it. Is there like a fuel problem, or is there a restriction somewhere that we're not seeing, like the intake or something like that, like a clog something or a leak? That's the only way you're gonna know. Obviously, like you're going to save some bucks having them do it, but yeah, it's up to you. We can book it in for about 2 weeks now in advance. Yeah. Let us know, man. Sounds good, mate. No worries.